Imagination Studio presents SpongeBob SquarePants, Chapter Book 1, Tea at the Tree Dome, by Terry Collins. Based on the original teleplay by Peter Burns, Mr. Lawrence, and Paul Tibbett. Read for you by Mr. Lawrence. Chapter 1. Welcome to the sea. Beautiful, mysterious, and wet. It is here where the dolphin frolics and the electric eel slithers, where the shy octopus plays and the seahorse rides. But go farther down, all the way to the bottom of the ocean. Here is a world entirely different from what we know on dry land. A strange world with different rules, funny customs, and unusual creatures. Wow, four stingers! A squeaky voice exclaimed as an angry jellyfish buzzed by. Buzz away, jellyfish! The yellow box-shaped character continued in his best dramatic voice. For soon you shall belong to SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob gave a few practice swings with his net in preparation to capture his prey. Then he readied himself as the jellyfish came around for another pass. Bzzz, said the jellyfish. SpongeBob buzzed back in his best jellyfish impersonation to lure him into his trap. Steady, he whispered, readying his net. Steady. The jellyfish slowed down and hovered over a blue sea anemone. Yes! SpongeBob screeched, bounding out of hiding and bringing down his net. The jellyfish avoided the attack and swam to the left. SpongeBob followed suit, swinging the net in a sideways arc, but somehow caught himself instead. Hanging in his own net, SpongeBob watched sadly as the jellyfish zipped home to jellyfish fields. Disappointed, SpongeBob continued to look for other jellyfish, but none were to be found. However, he did notice a funny-looking creature in a spacesuit wrestling a giant clam. SpongeBob did a double-take. Spacesuit? Could it be space aliens? He wiggled out of his net and ran toward the scene. Upon closer inspection, SpongeBob saw that the spacesuit was actually a white, high-tech diving suit. As for the clam? Well, it was huge and mean. The spry fighter growled like a grizzly bear and used a combination of judo and karate, plus some moves SpongeBob had never even seen before, to fight the threatening clam. The creature in a space helmet gave a final cry of triumph and conked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?